Well, it's tit for tat, but heck, you know all that. So when George number one brought in the big guns and chased me out of Kuwait, tried to set me straight, I arranged a little hit on that Texas twit. Well, it didn't quite work, I felt like a jerk. But I moved along, let bygones be gone. Figured George would too, got other things to do than worry about me and my villainry. But whoever would have guessed, whoever would have thought that I'd come to regret that crooked shot? Who'd ever imagine that a vengeful son would make a presidential run? And almost sort of win, what were those folks smoking? At first I thought the guy on CNN was joking. If I'd have known you were such a swaggering baddie, I never would have tried to kill your daddy. I should have kept my weapons of mass destruction, should have used my limited powers of deduction to figure how important it would be to you to come on over here, show me a thing or two. I should have known money would be no object, that you'd get a blank check from your willing subjects without much reason or justification. For a little revenge, you'd bankrupt your nation. I wish that I'd listened to my inner voice. I wish I'd made a more sensible choice. If I'd have known that the boy was a little bit batty, I never would have tried to kill your daddy. Yeah, I never would have tried to prune that bush. If I'd have known that the shrub would come and kick my tush. If I'd have known he'd spawn such a vicious laddie, I never would have tried to kill your daddy.
No, you never should have tried to kill his daddy. Ooh.